less respect. And as for Joshua Taylor, I wouldn't dare try to tell him anything. But in having been asked to talk to you this morning, I thought, I can't talk again on Romaine Brooks. I've been doing some Romaine Brooks lectures as the exhibition goes around the country. And there's going to be another showing in Columbus next week, and I have to go and talk about Romaine. So I thought that was out. And as for Mary Cassatt, I've talked to anyone anytime they want about her in private, but not in public again for a time, I think. So I was thinking, what could I say this morning to all of you who are my friends here? And I thought I'll talk about art and artists whom I have known. And I go back so far that I could even start with artists of the beginning of this century, whom you think of as people long ago in our midst, and of course they were. I wanted to start with Robert Henri, whom I met in New York when he'd launched the 8, and he was very, very active, and he was really at the center of that whole group of early 20th century artists. And I was taken to see him by a painter friend of mine, and he was a most delightful person, charming, very much the gentleman, and very eager to tell me about a new palette that he had created. And this is our painting by Henri, which is earlier. That actually was done in 1912. It's pretty long ago. And I went to see him in about 1916. He had taken up this new palette that Winsor & Newton had brought out. I think it was that firm, called the Maratha palette. And it had over 100 different tones for the flesh tones. Imagine, just for flesh tones, over 100 different shades. And he showed that to me. It was in a soapstone sink. Great big one. You needed a tremendous palette to use all those flesh tones up. And it was when he was painting Irish subjects, the bright flesh tones of those Irish people. There are two of them at the University of Chicago called Himself and Herself. And I gave one to the Baltimore Museum in memory of my father called Old Johnny. It was also from that same period. And I heard all about that palette, and he did use it until the end of his life, which was in 1929. I thought you might like to see this other two blind singers. It's at the Hirshhorn, and I think it's interesting that was done in 1913, a year after, so that ours was the first of these two versions, and I think somewhat the better of the two.